Hi, Spartans. My name is Sophia. Welcome to the Seven Lakes podcast. Today we're interviewing The Torch, the co-editors and chiefs. Introduce yourselves. What are your names?
So, hi, I'm Lola, and...
Hi, I'm Natalie.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay, so y'all are the newspaper, The Torch, at Seven Lakes. Mm-hmm. So, in basic terms, what is the Seven Lakes High School newspaper? What is The Torch?
So, The Torch, we have a website and a print edition. And basically, our aim is to find the stories of, like, the people in the school, like, our clubs, communities, activities, and share them with the larger student body.
That's so great. And then, do you have anything to add on?
Basically, we're just accumulation of, you know, student stories, community stories, and just everything that you do in the school, we probably will write about. So it's just a paper or, like, a platform that represents the students, represents our community, and we have a print and a online edition.
And you cover, like, pretty much everything.
Yeah, we cover pretty much everything.
Yeah, we
hope to. Oh, that's so great. So I heard that the newspaper is a classroom that you go to. How do students get to be a part of the newspaper? How do they, like, enroll?
So basically you have to take either journalism or photojournalism. And that will be your prerequisite to take the newspaper class. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's basically it.
Yeah, and like at the end of the, near the end of the year, there'll be like applications that the teacher gives out that you fill out for the newspaper stuff. So you'll probably have to write like an article or something that she'll then look over and select like the people she thinks are the best fit.
That's so great. Okay, so I was looking at The Torch's website the other day, and I noticed that different people were in charge of different categories. How does that come to be?
Because we can't do everything as editors-in-chief, because there's so many things to do, so we like to spread out the jobs and, like, just give people roles that they would like to do, or give people roles that they would enjoy to do, that they would like doing. And that's something that we've really done a lot this year, because, you know, we want to have more outreach, and we want to try new and different things. So we give people that, you know, creative freedom to explore whatever they want to do.
I have a question. How many co-editors are there? Only two, or?
Yeah, it's just both.
Yeah, it's just both of us.
Okay, great. And then to be in charge of a category, like, how many people are in charge?
We kind of work it a little bit differently. We don't have like a sports editor or like a, just because I know lots of newspapers do like a sports editor or like mm-hmm. a feature editor, like that. We don't do that. We just let people, like, everyone has to do a certain like type of article, if that makes sense. We do have a copy editor, Tejas. He's our love Tejas. Shout out to Tejas.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, we have a copy editor, and basically you do the like either feature news, like what type of article you do, and you do like that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, yeah. So it's like a plethora of people doing a plethora of things.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, I did not know that before. So when you are editing, what programs and equipment do you use for The Torch to edit and tweak before the final product? Like, for people who are taking journalism or photojournalism, what should they use to practice? I mean,
so, like, when we actually, like, have our interviews, we use this app, or a lot of us do, we use this app called Otter, I think it's AI.
IA.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. No, you're good. And basically, we use that when we're interviewing, and it gives us a transcription of the interview, so that's really helpful. Sometimes it's not entirely accurate, so you might have to listen back.
Mm-hmm.
It's really helpful for when you write.
So and it's then, like an audio kind of thing?
Yeah, and okay, it gives cool. you the written transcription.
Okay.
And so after that, we all do our articles on Google Docs, and we do the, when we edit them, we use the little comment mm-hmm. button, or like edit, you put little suggestions, and then afterwards they just have to go back through, clear their edits, you know, approve what we've done, and then we'll post them.
Okay, great. And then so, other than that, is there anything else that you kind of use?
For our print dishes, for our print designs, we use InDesign.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically a Adobe Creative Cloud thing where we can design, like, our magazine, basically. And that's where we do it from.
So, like, those are, like, the main ones that you focus on?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great. So, another question about your stories. How do you get inspiration for them? Like, is that just like a list that you have to do, like have to cover, or is that just like, oh, I heard this, I'm gonna write an article about this?
Yes, that's basically how it works. So we kind of do stories on what is relevant to in the school right now. Mm-hmm. So basically every bi-weekly, no, not bi-weekly, bi-monthly, we have news tips where we basically just spill ideas of like things we've heard or people that are interesting in our classes, or things that are just interesting in general, or like article ideas that are timely to us. For instance, an article about like the football would be very timely to us, so we'd bring that up in the news tips. Mm-hmm. And you know, we brought up like someone who like does origami, that's very interesting, so we did a feature mm-hmm. about that. So it's just like things that are timely to us and people in our classes that we see and we think that their stories are very interesting. So we basically derive inspiration from everywhere, like at the school, because there's so many interesting kids in the school, and I feel like they're not, their stories aren't being told. And I mm-hmm. really appreciate the newspaper like having like being this platform where we can like, you know, say like, okay, your story is important, we can, you know, put that out there.
Right. Yeah. Okay, a key thing that I heard was that y'all all sit together and you talk about like what's interesting at the moment. Can you talk more about that? Like, what is that like?
So basically, when we have these like bi-monthly meetings, we get in a circle. And so our requirement is you have to have at least 3 ideas of what you want. So we'll kind of like share them out. Sometimes people will like accidentally steal other people's ideas. But we always ask, oh, which one's your favorite? Like, if you had to write about one, which one would you want to write about? So we kind of have that like a going list. And then we also, this year, we started to have like an article bank mm-hmm. of like all the ideas anyone's ever said. So that way, if like someone, if we're like stumped on what article to give someone, we can just go back in there, find something. So it's like really simple and easy.
Oh, okay. That's really interesting. So you all just kind of sit there and you talk for a bit.
Yeah, it's not like we, sometimes we argue. I'm not even like, sometimes it gets a little bit rowdy. We joke around, but it's really fun. I think it kind of helps us check in with each other as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, what's more interesting? That's so cool. I love that. Especially the arguing part.
It's not like arguing. It's more like we have playful banter, if I say.
Playful banter.
Okay, that's great.
Do you like take pictures and everything? You have someone that takes pictures?
That's more of yearbook has, because let me just explain. There's yearbook and there's newspaper, but we're all part of the press, but we're the newspaper.
Right, okay.
Yearbook has like designated photographers like for them, like in there, but for us, we don't really have that. So we just take pictures. We take pictures from, like, if the people we're writing an article about us, like, give us pictures and we'll take it. Or sometimes I'll if we don't have, like, an idea of a picture, I'll just go quickly take up one. So it's kind of like anything. Like, it's
anything. Okay.
But, like, yeah. Yearbook has photographers. Mm-hmm. Like, that can, like, take pictures, basically.
Mm-hmm. So if y'all were to upload pictures, y'all would just go and do it yourselves?
Yeah. Or, like, we also sometimes, depending on the topic, we sometimes have to, like, scour the internet.
Yeah, we did that yesterday. Right. Yeah, we literally did that yesterday.
Or, like, even make our own, like, little graphic.
Right, okay. So that's all, like, it's all just you guys. It's all, like, that's so great. Oh, my God, I love that. So can you give us a hint to what you're working on right now? Or is that, like, hush, hush?
We're starting our print edition right now. Mm-hmm. We're planning on doing things a little bit different from where we did it last year, and hopefully we can, you know, do something different, but we're working on that right now. We should be able to do it by what date?
I think we're aiming to have our print edition out for like early December.
Mm-hmm. Early December, yeah.
Okay,
so please stay tuned for that.
Yeah, yes. Mark your calendars, mark everyone. So what do you like most about this class? Like, what is like just something you love?
The people. It's a really fun class. I feel like last year and this year too, I've really gotten to know these people like really well. It's just such a fun environment.
It is. you don't realize how like important the people are until like it's the summer and then you're remembering like, oh my gosh, I remember when da 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 did that. I remember when da 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 did that. It's such a nice environment to be around, and everyone is so supportive. Everyone is so nice, mm-hmm. and everyone, we just mesh well together, if that makes yeah. sense. Like there's just such nice chemistry between us and Miss Bruce, our advisor. She's possibly like one of the most helpful and like nicest people I've ever met in my entire life. She's just willing to help, and it's just the environment. It's someone that fosters growth and one that is just a nice one to be around. So I would say the environment and the people.
It almost seems like a family.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. we have like a little inside joke about that. Yeah. But yeah.
Oh my god. So another question I had was, do you want to pursue a career in journalism?
I'd like to do something like maybe a minor in college. Mm-hmm. Probably won't be my major, just because unfortunately journalism is kind of like a dying field at this point. Mm-hmm. Like especially with AI and all that stuff, it's hard to get jobs. Like I was looking at the mm-hmm. internet the other day. It's tough.
Yeah,
it is. I wanted to pursue like journalism and biomed, but now that I'm like applying for college and I like mm-hmm. have more information about that, I don't think that's possible, but definitely journalism is something that will be something in my life mm-hmm. that I actively pursue. It's not going to be a job. Maybe hopefully it's a job. It's not going to be like my like career. It's not going to be my my day-to-day life, but it's definitely something I want to keep like with me as I go on, because it's honestly one of the best things like that I've done in my life.
Yeah. Right. And then you mentioned AI. How has AI impacted the Torch?
Honestly, for us, we don't let him
we
use.
Don't we don't like do that, because every single one of like our writers mm-hmm. has a specific like voice to them. Like Tejas sounds way different from Rhea does, and Jackson yeah. sounds way different from Maya does. So even if you like use AI, we will know, like we would know that you use AI. So we don't right. let them do that. So that's basically like it's not impacted us at all,
right? And I think that's I think that is really important, especially because like you said, AI is really taking over everything. But like that's so like good that y'all are not letting it, because that is a real problem. So where should we find all of the articles? Where do we find the Torch?
You can go to slhspress.com and then find all our articles. Also, we have a print edition that's coming up in the fall. I said in the fall, in the winter, and it's about like basically the entire fall semester, and then you can look out for that. But in the meantime, just look at our articles, you know, take a peek, read them, because we spend a lot of time and effort working on them. And it's really nice to like read about like your peers' achievements and about people in your class that you've never known. So like check it out, look at it, read it, and just like gain more knowledge, basically.
Yeah, great. Okay, so everyone, check in the winter for the print edition.
So actually, this year we're doing it a little bit different.
We're doing it a little bit. Hopefully.
So in previous years, we used to pass them out at lunches. Like we would just take an armful, go across the lunch table and be like, read our newspaper. But now, so our teacher, she graduated from A&M. So she had some like connections there, but she was able to get their old news boxes. They're like giant metal boxes.
Oh yeah, we were spray painting them. You can see that on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, check their Instagram out, everyone. Oh my god. So yeah, I think that's our time for today. Just stay tuned, you guys.